Get ready for a game changer. Adobe Express is the quick and easy app that makes creating content for your business easier than ever. From engaging presentations to eye-catching animations and social posts, your teams can produce work that's on brand and on time every time. Transform your ideas into standout content with time-saving generative AI features that are designed to be safe for commercial use. No headaches, just results. Curious to learn more? Head to adobe.com/express.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, June 18th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Waymo is making its way back to the Big Apple. The white cars tricked out with cameras will cruise New York City streets for the first time since 2021, when Waymo mapped part of Manhattan and conducted tests. But the driverless car company will be putting humans in the driver's seat this time around. That's because New York state law doesn't allow autonomous vehicles on the road. Waymo said it's pushing for changes to the law, and it's applied for a New York City permit to allow the cars to drive themselves with a specialist behind the wheel. Elsewhere, more than $90 million was drained from Iran's biggest cryptocurrency exchange today. A pro-Israel hacking group claimed responsibility, according to a blockchain analysis firm, Elliptic, which said the attack appeared to be motivated by ongoing hostilities between Iran and Israel. The exchange's website wasn't accessible this morning, and no one from the company returned a WSJ request for comment. Elliptic said that in an unusual move, the funds taken from the exchange were inaccessible, suggesting the attack was not financially motivated. And finally, Texas Instruments plans to invest $60 billion in three manufacturing sites in Texas and Utah. The chipmaker said the investments will go toward seven semiconductor fabrication plants, expanding U.S. manufacturing capacity. The company said the new sites will produce hundreds of millions of American-made chips every day and support more than 60,000 jobs. Before we sign off, a quick programming note for you. We're off tomorrow for the Juneteenth holiday. So for a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.